Thank you, Mr. President. My delegation would like to exercise its right to reply to the allegations made by the distinguished ambassador of France on behalf of the European Union and the distinguished ambassador of Germany before this body in the 25th of January and today plenary meeting. Those states that are among the top arms exporters to the Middle East and complicit in atrocities in the region cannot divert attention from their malign armament in the West Asia by pointing fingers and placing blame on others. We ask these countries to refrain from destabilizing our region by putting weapons to the region and make profit at the cost of innocent people. On Iran's missile program, I should remind all who base their analysis of any given context on hard facts and logical reasoning that Iran's defensive missile program has nothing to do with the terms and spirit of Resolution 2231, as our missiles are not designed to be capable of delivering nuclear weapons because we don't need such a missile and because we don't have nuclear weapons. After all, our nuclear program has been and will be absolutely peaceful as it has been certified times and again by the IAEA. I should also note that as a responsible state that is committed to defend its people against any aggressor, the kind of what we saw in Saddam Hussein, the Islamic Republic of Iran pursues its legitimate defensive missile program as a means of self-defense to deter any potential aggressor from making any miscalculations in our region. Iran is determined to deter and defeat any aggressor. I thank you, Mr. President.